comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Tonight, after months of commissioning some Agenda 111 projects by the previous NPP government, Health Minister Kwabena Minta-Akando reveals none of the project belongs to government yet, as all of them are still under the care of their respective contractors, accusing the NPP of playing politics with the project.
Facilities. Even the work that has been done has not been paid for.
So it may not even be ours.
It is not the property of Ghana.
Really?
Yes. That is what it is. Ask anybody.
Details as government brandies conflicting cost of completing the Agenda 111 hospitals. And we have more on this particular subject as the actual NPP government has been fighting back the accusations.
His Excellency the President said that we need 1.7 billion to complete Agenda 111. And I was asking myself, where from this figure? At the end of October 2024, it was $1.407 billion to complete. Mm-hmm. It's not 1.7 something billion that he's talking about. Mm.
We have more on this particular story here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, tonight, we know that after months of commissioning some Agenda 111 project by the previous NPP government, Health Minister Kwabena Minta-Akando is revealing that none of the project is under the care of the government, as all of them are still under the respective contractors who are still taking care of them. Now, he's thus accusing the NPP government of playing politics with such a project. Initially, a campaign promise of the Akufo-Addo administration, the project aimed to improve healthcare by by building 111 hospitals nationwide. However, it remained unfinished before the government left office. But confusion deepens over the course of completing the Agenda 111 hospitals, with officials giving conflicting figures within a week. In a State of the Nation address last week, President Mahama criticized the project state under the previous government. Listen.
Mr. Speaker, I'm sad to note that there is no dedicated funding source for such a gargantuan project. There is no dedicated funding source for this gargantuan project. Mr. Speaker, for the record, as I speak, not a single Agenda 111 hospital is operational. In any part of Ghana, I challenge you, not one is operational. Mr. Speaker, and it is worth disclosing that $400 million has already been disbursed under the Agenda 111 project. Mr. Speaker, at a rate of approximately $80 million per hospital, this $400 million spent could have completed and made operational at least 22 of those hospitals.
But the previous government has been fighting back on these claims. The Dr. Nsiasa is former presidential advisor on health. He has been speaking to my colleague Elton Broby on the Pulse.
Myself, as the consultants, we met the transition committee on the presidency. Mm-hmm. Honorable Osei Mensah Bonsu and Honorable Dr. Omane Buama were the co-chair. Honorable Agoja was also there. We met them. We met the team. We gave our report to them. They asked for more some other clarification. We sent it to them. Mm. Government decided that the 101 or now 104 district hospitals plus the two zonal psychiatric hospitals, we will use our own revenue resources. The major source of revenue, which His Excellency the President says he doesn't know, which is in the handing over notes, one.
The sources of funding.
The sources of funding, one, is what you call the above budget formulary allocation, ABFE. 20% of the CAPEX, which is 70% of our oil revenue. Anytime we lift oil, 20% of the 70%, mm-hmm. the rest goes into the Heritage Fund for Agenda 111. And then direct budgetary allocation. So there's a source
of funding.
Of funding, which means that any time oil is lifted, if they will put it in the budget.
And is it indicated in the handover notes?
It's in the handover
notes. So someone is not reading or what?
I don't understand. Either somebody is not reading or not. Even, let me tell you, His Excellency the President, when he met the Monday before the State of the Nation, he met the churches, and he said that we need 1.7 billion to complete Agenda 111. And I was asking myself, where from this figure? When we were writing the handover notes, because I started preparing it in October, at the end of October 2024, it was $1.407 billion to complete. Mm-hmm. As at the end of 31st of December 2024, we've done some payments. So it's 1.377 billion. It's not 1.7 something billion that he's talking about. Mm.
Well, that is the former government advisor on health, Dr. Nsiasa Arede. But Joy News Research Desk has been digging up on this particular matter, and lead data analyst Isaac Kofiji joins me in studio with what we are learning. Kofi, government says there's no funding source for the Agenda 101 project. Mm. What do we know now?
Well, so Kojo, we've been combing through the PIAAC report and the 2024 as well as the 2023 budget. We've been trying to find answers to this claim that there is no dedicated funding source for the Agenda 111 project. Now, what we are finding or what we are learning is that this claim that there is no funding source for the Agenda 111 is completely false or misleading. And this is not true. This is what we've been finding so far. There is actually a dedicated funding source for the Agenda 111 project. And this funding source is the Ghana Infrastructure Investment Fund, which comes from the country's oil revenue. And we've been trying to dig how much has actually gone into that fund dedicated for the construction of Agenda 111. And we understand from 2021, since the project started, to the first half of 2024, we have every detail and we have every amount that has gone into this fund for the purposes of Agenda 111. In 2021, the initial year that the project started, some $49.39 million was transferred into that account specifically for Agenda 111. 2022, an amount of $73.69 million went into the fund for Agenda 111. In 2023, 69.04 million Ghana cedis. 2024, first half of the year, 28.78 million Ghana cedis. If you add all of this from the 2021 to the 31st of June 2024, the total amount is 219.89 million dollars. $219.89 million. Now we understand that this is not the only money that was actually dedicated to the Agenda 111. This comes from ABFA source, which is the annual budget fund from oil revenue. Now non-ABFA actually also came through. That amount is 1.3 billion Ghana cedis. And if we do the conversion using the same rate, that's around $141.1 million. If you add the two, ABFA and non-ABFA, that's around $360.99 million. Now, we understand that that is from 2021 to the first half of 2024. In fact, if you add the last 6 months of 2024, then definitely you'll be getting that $400 million that both the previous administration and the current administration have been quoting. So it is completely false to state that there was no funding source for Agenda 111.
Have we also been digging up on how much exactly is needed to complete once there's that controversy in there?
In fact, I mean, these are estimations going around. Some say 1.7 million, 1.5 million, 1.4 million, and some even quote 1.3 million. But what we understand is that since this is a projection or estimation of a project yet to be completed, you definitely will be having some of these discrepancies. But what we are learning is that it is not accurate to put that there is no funding source for the Agenda 111. Currently, we do not have independent data on how much it will really take to complete the project. But what we know is that the ABFA or the Ghana Investment Fund is the main source for financing Agenda 111.
Interesting. Thank you very much, Kofi Ajayi. Well, the Health Minister, Kwabena Aminta-Kando, has been clarifying issues about the Agenda 111 project to my colleague, Blessed Soga, and he joins me in studio with what we've been hearing or what he's been saying to us. Blessed, let's start from whether or not this remains a government property.
The categorical answer is no, because that was confirmed to us by the health minister. The impression under which many were was that after the commissioning done by President Akufo-Addo on December 5 of last year, the hospital would have been operational this year. He says that he's been to the grounds, visited all these three supposedly completed facilities, but it turns out that there's no staffing, no equipment. And the briefing from the consultants is that, and of course the officials of the health ministry, is that the property has not fully been handed over to government. And he explains that this forms part of the reasons why the president, John Mahama, is unhappy about the claims that these facilities were completed and handed over to government. He's been speaking to us. We can take a listen to it.
I can send them the blueprint that we did of the staffing norms, the staff that we need, the cost. For example, all the Agenda 111, the district hospitals need about 550 health professionals and other health workers.
Across the areas that are benefiting?
Across every hospital. Mm-hmm. The regional
every hospital requires over 500?
About 550.
Okay.
At full capacity. Mm-hmm. The two psychiatric hospitals need about 950 workers. And then the regional hospitals will need about 1,350. We did this thing with Ghana Health Service and the Ministry of Health Human Resources team.
And the man says that there's no action plan for to recruit.
There is.
And so we had to play this out because that's in CSIRO making the claims earlier, right? But the minister is fuming over these claims, and now he says that the property is not even for the Republic of Ghana. He explains why.
And in fact, another angle of it that has even not come to the public domain is the fact that apart from the rate of completion, the outstanding commitment, the debt that they have left behind at Trede is around $8 million.
And what's this debt supposed to be for?
That is work done by the contractor that has not been paid. And the work done by the contractor at Oforikrom Municipal Hospital is also stands at around $8 billion, which is about more than 100 million Ghana cedis. So the two, about 200 million Ghana cedis. And you see, it's a common principle that if you sign a contract and your partner or a party to the contract performs his part of the contract, it's only fair and good for government to also perform his part of the contract. What is the part of the contract of government? Is to honor your obligation. That is the only way the property will become the property of the state. Not until that.
So what you mean to say is that as we speak now, even these facilities,
even the work that has been done has not been paid for.
So it may not even be ours.
It is not the property of Ghana.
Really?
Yes. That is what it is. Ask anybody. It is not. So how can you commission a project that is not yours?
Well, so that's the health minister, the blessed. There's also been confusion about how much exactly the state needs to complete the project. What did he say?
Well, he's been quite nuanced about it. So the impression we had about the Agenda 111 was that these were just 111 facilities altogether. But now he's breaking down the component because they've had briefing on the matter. It is actually 101 district hospitals. Then you have an extra number of facilities that will go to care for psychiatric facilities as well. So if you're putting everything together, that's when the branding of Agenda 111 sets in, right? So the cost is now being revised. And the understanding we have is that it's 1.9 million United States dollars, given the complete component of the entire project. He explains why.
So they promised 111 hospitals, about 101 district hospitals. And we have other psychiatric hospitals as part of the 111.
Right.
So the total for the 111 will come around $1.9 billion. But the total for the 101 district hospitals is around $1.7 billion.
Excluding the psychiatric facilities.
And then as at the time they were leaving office, about $400 million has been expended. They've expended about $400 million. Now, it comes back to the point of doing it in phases.
Right.
Okay. If you take their own calculation, constructing each one at the rate of $18 million, their own calculation, which is another bone of contention anyway, we'll get there because they're auditing the whole thing. Right.
Well, he also then has a response to the claims being made by Dr. Nsiasari on this project.
That's right. Because if you recall, Dr. Nsiasari was then clear that part of the reason why these three hospitals commissioned by the former president were not operational was partly due to the unavailability of staff who were recruited. And of course, as part of the directive broadly coming through from the chief of staff, some recruitments were reversed, a reason for which partly, you know, the facilities are not operational. The minister takes exception to that and says that's not the case because as far as recruitment of health professionals are concerned, the process started way back as of middle of last year. So there was no reversal of recruitment, and that if indeed the facility were to have been ready, then, of course, it should have been operational by now.
So before I get to this question, let me also clear this misinformation in the system by again another person who is supposed to know better,
the former presidential advisor.
Yes, who was? I don't understand this. When they had Ministry of Health, I don't understand this whole arrangement. He had his own interest. I don't know, but I mean, let me clear that misconception about what he's been speaking to and all that. He makes the point that apart from coming out to challenge Mr. President that all these three hospitals are in operation and now everybody in Ghana knows the truth. Immediately I paid a working visit to the site. Then he came back to say that, they are not in operation because when
we took office, we have sacked the nurses, we have sacked health workers. It's online. Check Ghana Web and all. It's quite disgraceful, to say the least. Number one, when you commissioned the project that it was supposed to be in operation, that was in December 2024, 5th, we were not in power. How could we have sacked health workers then? Quite disgraceful. Number two, let me reiterate the point that since we took office from 7 January 2025, we have never sacked any health worker in this country.
Health Minister Kwabena Minta Akando. Let's bring in Dr. Kwame Saponsidu. He is Democracy and Development Fellow in Public Health at CDD Ghana. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, let's start from getting an education on when exactly a project like that becomes a property of the state.
Well, thanks. I mean, when you are building any facility, forget about it being a health facility. The contractor would have to transfer the product, the project to the state. So at the end of the contract, the state would meet with the contractor together with the consultants. And normally they go through what we call a handover meeting. And at that point, they would inspect the whole project. And sometimes some things might not be done properly. So there's a term called snagging. So they would try and do the snags to make sure that everything is up to speed. But at that point as well, unless there are repayment schedules with the contractor, it is expected that all that would be left would be the final component of the contractor's fees, so that the minute the snagging is done and everyone is okay, that money is transferred to them and they also transfer this property to the state. So that's my understanding of how these things work.
So even after commissioning, it is not a property of the state until what you're talking about is done.
You see, Kojo, this is where the disingenuity of our behaviors come in. If you remember, there was a project commissioned in Sewa where the contractor came back to write that he wasn't in favor of the commissioning because they hadn't handed the project over to the state, and that they were not even made to know. Before they were aware, some ribbons had been put up and the thing had been commissioned. It was one of the Eurojet projects. So sometimes politicians do some of these things and they commission things when actually the thing is technically not the possession of the state, but they use the arms of power because they think that they have power and they can do whatever they want. But then the reality becomes, after they've done that commissioning, they cannot take over the property because the property hasn't been transferred and the process hasn't come to completion. And that's why we're here.
Well, so where we are now, there seem to be the disagreement between of exactly how much we need to complete the project. What do you know? And should that really be the focus, or the focus should be about completing the project and getting them to work?
No, it's important that we get to the bottom of this. You see, again, this whole thing is funny. If you look at the original projections, and I think you have the report that the Agenda 111 team presented to the Parliamentary Select Committee, at that time, the budgeted amount was 1.277260553.44. That was about 1.3 billion, was what was budgeted for it. So do you all realize that technically what Dr. Nsiasare is saying is left to complete the project is more than what was budgeted? And that's official government documents, which you have copies of. So that's where the first part of the ingenuity starts, that the outgoing government is now trying to tell us that what is left to complete the project is what the stated budgetary requirement was for in the first place. Then, if you go into the handing over notes, which all of them are referring to, they say the average cost of the property is 18 million US dollars. If you multiply that by 111, you get 1.998. If you take out 400,000, it comes to 1.588. That is different from what Dr. Nsiasare is quoting himself. Meanwhile, he quotes 18 million US dollars per hospital. So how am I to believe him? Because you've given me a figure. I have the number of hospitals. You've told me what you've expended. And I can believe what they claim has been expended because the government and the former government are saying the same thing. So all I do is the basic arithmetic. I say 118 times 11, what does that give me? How much have you spent? What is left? And that is what the health minister has been referring to. But if you look at the what they presented to the Health Select Committee as well, there's a discrepancy. And then there was also a discrepancy from what the former Minister of Health said on your network and to us, which you published. When he said it was 7.65 billion that was left to complete it. So you see, Kojo, what I'm trying to say, and that was why, if you remember, on the 18th of December, I wrote to the then president-elect.
Yeah.
Because I saw all these things coming. And I saw that the previous government had been very disingenuous and all the figures didn't add up. So if you go into that letter, you'd realize that I quote every figure that the previous government was using and I give it the source and the official document in which it is quoted, from budgets, from Hansard's Health Select Committee, to statements that have been made by ministers of health. So now the confusion that the current MPP is trying to play into is confusion that I had identified as far back as the 31st of October, when I was on your network with Dr. Nsiasari, and you guys have got the tape, so you can play it. I had identified this, and that was what led me to write that letter to the incoming president. Because I saw that if this project wasn't critically audited, we would have so many numbers being bandied around and all people would do play politics with it. And that is where we are now. It seems I had a premonition and that was why I wrote that letter.
Okay. But you are recommending in this letter of yours that government should explore public-private partnership, concessional loans and grant in completing this project. But you've heard other people questioning why PPP when government has already started this project.
Well, Kojo, I think you clearly heard at this, economic dialogue was held, that one of the biggest problems of this country is the fact that we tend to like to lumber government with projects for which we don't have money. So look at it. You are at the IMF looking for 3 billion for liquidity support. The current government is saying they are going to renegotiate it. Meanwhile, you have between 1.3 and 1.7 billion or so that no one knows exactly what it is for just one project, Agenda 1. It's not for the entire Ministry of Health, just for Agenda 111. I mean, are we being real here? You can't get 3 billion to support your entire economy. And you think we are realistic when we say we can have 1.3 to 1.7 billion just to support one aspect of our health system. Sometimes, you see, we need to have these honest conversations. And that is why I'm saying that it is unrealistic to tell the government to complete it. I have heard all these things about, and I was listening from the start about source of funding and all that. Yes, you guys have done your research and you are saying there's a source of funding. The question you ask yourself is, if there was that source of funding, how come in the budget only 11 billion Ghana cedis was allocated to Agenda 111? And that is the budget. It's there. You've got copies. And I quote that in my letter as well. How come that was what? So are we saying that the then finance minister didn't know that there was funding and the funding could fluctuate depending on how much oil was lifted? Is that what we're being told? And if there was funding, how come only 400 million US dollars out of the total fund of technically 1.988 has been dispersed? Are we saying we didn't lift enough oil then? You see, and that is why I'm saying that I don't believe in lumbering these onto the books of government because we just don't have the money. And the economic dialogue has shown. But more importantly, we need to be clear in our heads how much the project is costing, how much is left, and how we're going to fund it. And look for people who are prepared to partner government to achieve this. And for me, that's what's important.
Does that include the three that were commissioned, the three that supposedly have been completed but need some finishing touches?
Well, you heard the minister clearly, and I'm quite sure your journalists were with the minister when he went to the respective hospitals, because I've seen videos all over the place. If you go to a hospital that has been commissioned and their mortuary has been boarded up, ceilings haven't been done, tiling hasn't been done. Ojo, you're a journalist. I'm a health professional. Does that look to you like a facility that is operationalized? And I saw an MP go to one of the hospitals in Oforikrom, open a consulting room and say, oh, there's a desk here, there's an air condition. Did you see a computer in that place?
Okay.
Has even the IT been put together? So you see, and these are the things, and that is why sometimes I get very passionate about some of these things. We need to have honest conversations. We cannot continue having these political propagandist conversations, sharing videos about just to please our our party bases. It's not good enough.
Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Dr. Kwame Sapong-Asiedu is Democracy and Development Fellow in Public Health with CDD Ghana. This has been Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holy Insect Size Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Up next is News Night.
In the next 60 minutes on Newsnight, the size of the Mahama administration comes under scrutiny during the State of the Nation debate, as Minister of Government Communication says there are currently less than 60 presidential staffers compared to President Akufo-Addo's 300-plus staffers.
As I speak to you, Mr. Speaker, there are 26 presidential staffers and then 4 directors. If you put together the total number of people who work at the presidency, where I operate from, they will not amount to 60, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker. Yet they have 337 political appointees.
While the debate is raging, as former Lands Minister fires back, insisting government's promise of 60 ministers has been dishonestly explained.
If you want to see the size of government and it's bearing on the national exchequer, Mr. Speaker, don't just look at ministers and deputy ministers. Look at the government holistically.
More on that shortly. It's a new edifice by the new Bank of Ghana management is to conduct value for money audits into the construction of the central bank's head office, which began with a budget of $81 million, but is now set to cost over $200 million.
And we intend to seek authorization from the board to engage AESL for a value for money audit into the new building.
Details, as the minority leader insists, no longer has been committed by the former central bank management.
The allegation of irregularity today has been put to a peaceful rest. In your submission, you highlighted the following, that even the standard costing procedure is lower than the industry market price.
A lot unfolding on the floor of Parliament. We'll get you updates shortly. Plus, focus on the scandal as lawyers for embattled former Deputy Director of the National Service Authority discloses the Bureau of National Investigations have yet to extend an invitation to the former Deputy Boss, Gifty Oware Mensah, for interrogation.
But and up until today, she had not been invited by BNI.
She's not been invited?
Up until today, no security agency had invited her.
And in business, inflation slows for the second consecutive month to new levels for February this year. But this was not due to some significant decline in general price levels.
And in sports, we hear from Black Stars forward Anton Semenyo, who is urging the public to rally behind the team ahead of the crucial World Cup qualifiers against Chad and Madagascar later this month.
You want to stay with us as we bring you all of this on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and over 30 affiliates across the country. This is Newsnight with me, Blessed Suga.
Reason is why we connect
each child.
You know, be say we won't make one our loved ones happy.
Daddy, thanks for the tea cash, okay? I love you.
That be my daughter, Angela.
Never could you. I'm sure why. The tea cash, Naba. I know Papa, you know, that was
it. Say I go take care of my parents. It be my duty. Say make her pay my bills. And they use Telecel Cash. The suppliers for my shop there.
Hello, boss. I get a Telecel Cash alert. Will they deliver the things right here, though?
And they make them happy because I pay them directly to my merchant number for any network talk. Then sort my people out with Telecel Cash for free.
If one of family parties, then business partners, they happy.
It be they make one of connection strong.
Carry Telecel Cash, send money, give your people for them. A Telecel Cash wallet store.
Any day,
anytime.
It be free.
Make you save money.
Tap cool.
Then make your men smile.
Anytime you go carry Telecel Cash, send them money.
Telecel, connecting energies.
Where do your hopes and dreams take flight? The money you've earned, the future shining bright. At Petra, we're not just here for your retirement plan. We are here for the life you've imagined and then some. From your child's education to your dream home's door, we'll help you achieve what you're striving for. Petra is here, steady and strong. Your wealth in safe hands, where it belongs. With investments that grow at rates that compete, we build your future with every heartbeat. That's Petra, your partner. Come joy or strife, guiding you toward the dream.